Hi, this is Danielle from the Jaws Curator, and this is episode 45 of Art for Your Ear. This episode is supported by Saatchi Art, the world's largest curated online gallery offering original art by independent artists from around the world. Today, I'm talking to an artist from New Zealand who now lives in the UK. Joelle Pankman paints food, lots and lots of beautiful food. Yet again, I have written about her several times, and she even painted a custom piece for one of my Land of Nod collections, but we have never actually talked to each other. But today is the day. I cannot wait to find out where she started and where she's headed. And I'm definitely going to ask about her process, because I totally don't understand it, and it's fantastic. Ready? Let's call Liverpool. Hi, Joelle.
Hello, hi.
Hi, I'm so glad to talk to you.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, I have written about you. I've lost count. And so I'm so thrilled to finally hear your voice and find out your story. And there's things I need to know, like your favorite foods and how you managed to get from New Zealand to the UK. So I'm just going to ask all of it.
Sounds good.
Yep. Okay. Okay. So I've been doing this lately because it's the easiest thing to do. Let's just step back in time. And so I kind of want to know your background and, you know, were you that kid that did you draw your lunch every day? did you start getting into art when you were a bit older? How did that happen for you?
I guess I've always drawn, but I think most kids draw, so I don't know that that's particularly unusual. Mm. But yeah, I did carry on, and I've always loved making things. And yeah, I don't think I ever stopped, which maybe is different to other kids because they do eventually stop.
Yeah, that's right. And so in high school, were you sort of the artsy kid?
Yeah. It was also always like a really strong subject, but it wasn't particularly my strong, no, I shouldn't say it wasn't my strongest, but I was really good at maths and everything.
Yeah.
Quite academic. So maybe, don't know, maybe it wasn't the right thing to do, but it's what I liked. So I carried on with the art. And I did always make things. My mum was reminding me the other day how I used to make food jewellery when I was little. I'd forgotten about that.
Food jewellery?
Yeah, like
what did you do?
And hamburger earrings out of modeling clay and things like that.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy! And you didn't remember that?
Well, when she reminded me, I did, but I think I was 12.
Oh, that's hilarious! Food's just been in there all along.
Yeah, it took a break for a while, but.
And so, did you actually go to art school, or did you go in for other stuff? Like for math and things?
Not well. It was a toss up between architecture and fine arts, and I got into both. And I probably took fine arts because it sounded a bit easier. It was close to me. It was the university was in my hometown where I was living. I would have had to have gone away for architecture, and there's quite a lot of years after architecture where you have to keep studying, so I thought I'll do art, and I still really loved that, and I knew that I wanted to do design, so it still had a career, and I went for that.
And where was that?
It was in Christchurch at Canterbury University. They had have a school of fine arts. You do a little bit of everything, and then you major and your chosen art subject, when I did graphic design.
Oh, I did not know that. And so when you graduated, did you do drawing too, I guess, as like a
not
minor?
Not really. No.
Painting?
No, I just did graphic design. You do a little bit of everything at the start.
Yeah, so then you choose.
Yeah, and then you do have to do other things because it's a university course. You have to do some arts papers, so I did those and my graphic design, and I just really painted a little in my spare time, but hardly at all, really.
Wow.
And yeah, it is interesting how I find myself doing it all the time now when I wasn't then. It's not like I wasn't creative. I was still making things and doing things, but Not this kind of thing, probably so much.
Well, and I know, like, that's sort of the same as me, right? I went to, did my BFA, and then I did post-grad design. And being a designer is really creative. And so when you get home, I always found I was just creatively tapped. I'd been creative all day. And
yeah,
so you
absolutely.
Just kind of had nothing left to be creative in another medium.
Yeah. I think that's why I probably didn't do much painting then, because I was doing it. Well, design all day, and it's just a different form of art, really.
Yeah, it is. And so did you work as a graphic designer then?
Yeah, so after university, New Zealand is just so far away from anywhere else, and a lot of people travel afterwards.
Mm.
A lot of my friends came to, go to London and travel out from there and see Europe, because it's just so hard to see any of the world in New Zealand. It's so isolated. So I did that. My parents are actually British, so I came over to England. I stayed with my grandma at first in Liverpool, and then I moved to Manchester and was working as a graphic designer. And I met my husband, James, there, and I ended up staying, and I didn't go back to New Zealand at all.
Oh, my gosh. Are your parents still there?
Yeah, they're still there. So, just me over here now. But
and how long have you been there then?
I think it's just over 13 years
now.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And so, okay. So then you're not still a designer now, are you?
No. It was kind of, I haven't done really any design for maybe the last 5 years. It was quite a sudden change. I worked in agencies initially, and then I was a freelance designer for a few years, which I much preferred. You just got to work on more interesting briefs, I guess.
Yep, I hear that.
And then because I had a little bit more free time, I did do a little bit of painting here and there. And it was during that time that I did my first food painting. But I think I did a couple and did one of some jam tarts and some biscuits and a line. And that was it for a few years, well, probably a couple of years, really. And I put one of them into a competition, a local art competition, and it there wasn't exactly a winner of the competition, but it was more just a showing of people's work. But the lady who was organizing it really liked this painting, and she said, did you want to show some work in my gallery and have a little exhibition? And I thought, wow, this would be pretty fun. I'm never going to get this opportunity again, so yeah, I'll just do it. I'll take a few months off my graphic design and do it. So I did, and after that I had a little body of work, so I put them online.
And that was all food?
Yes, and that was all food, because I think it had stemmed from the this painting of some biscuits.
That's where it all begins.
Yeah.
So painting of some biscuits.
Oh. And I thought, well, yeah, what shall I make this show about? I'll just carry on this theme. I really like that one. And it is fun. I really like painting food. So I put them online, and I think I sent my work to the Design Sponge blog.
Oh, yeah.
And they put that up, and like suddenly I was just getting emails from people, and other people were picking it up. It was amazing. I couldn't have done it in pre-internet days. So I'm really lucky.
Wow, that's crazy. And then so did you find that you were, how much longer did you freelance with your design work?
Probably another maybe 6 months, just here and there doing graphic design. And then I stopped pretty much and just did a little bit. I didn't earn anything for a couple of years, hardly. but I'm like earning more all the time, and now it's a full-time like salary, and yeah, it's great.
That's amazing. So where is that coming from? So selling, like, do you do commissions? Is it selling at shows? Is it illustration? Is it a combination of all of that?
It is a combination. I think what made really big difference is I've got myself an illustration agent now, and that's great. Hanson Frank, they find me work now and then, and it's not constant work, but like it's quite constant right at the moment, but but it's good because it's just like definite money. And it's usually stuff like I've already done anyway, a lot of food commissions.
Right, that's why they're hiring you, because they know that's what you do.
Yeah, So it's really good. But I also sell my Gecko prints of my work, original paintings, and then people also come to me for commissions. I think that's mainly how I get my money now. But
like,
it's
food
really...
commissions? Are they like, this cupcake really meant a lot to me, can you paint
it? Mostly. I think once people have seen you do something, I guess they know you can do it. So,
well, I came to you for lollipops.
Yes, exactly. So it's not often I get commissions that aren't food, but I do. Someone wrote to me the other day wanting a portrait, which I may take on, but yeah, it's mostly food, and that's fine. It's fun, and I like it, and
you're
I know
you're so
I can do it.
Good at it. Yeah, you're so good at it. I got you to do that piece for the Land of Nod. I was doing a spring collection a couple of years ago, and I just, you know, one of the themes I think they had going that year was rainbow. And so you did a little rainbow of lollipops.
Yeah, that was
so good.
Really fun.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Do you ever eat your subject matter?
Yeah, I get asked that a lot. I probably only eat like maybe a quarter of it. Is that the food that I paint, I actually really dislike.
Oh, really? Yeah, jars of mustard, maybe not. Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to ask you, actually. Do you paint from photos, actual, you know, donuts in front of you, or from your imagination?
Usually from photos. I like to, I think because my style is like sort of semi-photographic, don't think I could imagine them. So I sometimes like imagine bits and piece bits together, but I'll usually get the subject and take a load of photos and edit them down, find one that I don't really like, maybe comp in bits together, and then I'll use that usually.
Oh,
yeah,
that's cool. So you take your own photographs of them?
Yeah,
to get the angles that you want. And
yeah, sometimes if it's like I did a book commission, the Taste of America book, and a lot of that food I couldn't get because, well, you can't send meat and cheese in the post.
Right.
I had to work from photos and things like that. So
was that challenging, or was that okay?
It can be challenging because a lot of the photos aren't really as good as you would like. So I do much prefer to take my own. And I think it adds to the creative process. I kind of feel like a bit of a cheat when I have to use someone else's photo, but I guess that's fine.
Well, and it's a bit weird too, because then you're not really sure what's around the back, or, you know, it's kind of nice. I was doing little house drawing commissions for people for a while, and they'd send a photo, but then I'd be like, well, I don't know, even if, you know, it's like, what's around that corner? If you have to draw a tree in front of it, it's like, I can't figure out the angles properly. And so it'd be kind of nicer in your case to be able to hold the object and sort of find the best angle. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely why. And it's nice as well to have the food there as well sometimes, because sometimes colors change in photos, but
right.
Yeah, sometimes it has to be a photo if it's something that's going to melt like ice cream.
Oh, excellent point. See, that I would eat for sure.
Yeah, I think most of those went down the sink. There's only so much ice cream.
Oh, no. Yeah. Goodbye, eat. Sprinkles. I was going to ask, going back about the Taste of America book, how did that come about?
That was a commission that I got through my illustration agent, Hanson Frank. It was one of my first, I think it was my first big commission.
That's huge. How many pieces were in that?
Oh, yeah, it was huge. It was quite overwhelming at first. It was 125, so it took about 6 months.
Wow.
It was quite an undertaking because I hadn't really done anything like that before, but I thought I could do it, and it would be good experience. And yeah, it was a good experience. I think you learn a lot when you have to work so quickly.
Yeah. Did you ever have moments like halfway through where you were like, oh, I can't do it? Or did you just sort of plug away, or how did that go?
Oh, yeah. I always have moments. I can't do it.
Yeah. Why did I say yes?
Yeah. Oh, I had a really big moment like that the other month. I had some commissions for my McDonald's. doing some posters. Even though I got sent all the material, I was like, oh my gosh, they're huge. I can't do it.
Oh no, but you did.
Yeah, I did it.
I know. Sometimes things like that are just, you sign on to things that are exciting and then, oh, I know. There's always that moment where you're like, why? But as long as you can push through. Well, that Taste of America book is so beautiful. And it seems like every time I go through the images on your site, I find other things in that book that I didn't really even know were there. There's just so many to look at.
There was a lot. It was hard work.
Did you end up doing a show with the originals or anything?
No, I really wanted to, but it didn't happen in the end. So
that you still have all of them, or have you sold them through different things? Or
I have a lot of them still, but I started selling them. I needed the money, really. So
Yeah, that would have been too bad. Well, next giant book, call me, and we'll figure out how to do a show with them.
Oh, thank you. That would be good. I think it is like knowing people sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know, it's so funny because when I first started, my dream, you know, I called it the Jealous Curator, and I would make up, I had a section on my site called Jealously Curated, and I would make up shows, like if I had a gallery, like what would I do? And then a gallery in Tennessee called and said, had seen one and said, do you want to actually hang that? And I was like, okay.
That's great.
And, you know, and then so that sort of started the thing. And then now I've done like 6 or 7 big gallery shows. And so suddenly I get to make those things happen, which is so exciting.
That's a bit like when I started painting just for myself. And now I'm doing all these commissions. You just have to maybe sometimes do something that you love just for fun. And then you can get the work from afterwards.
I know. I was talking to some people at a talk in San Francisco a couple of years ago about exactly that. And people were asking about starting a blog and, you know, which blogs are the most popular. And I said, well, don't start like an interior design blog if you don't care about it. Like if you are super, super into rock gardens, you know, like if that's your passion, or, you know, painting cheeseburgers and jam, then do that, because then you're going to attract like-minded people, and then it'll probably lead to something. And then before you know it, you're actually living this life that you can't even believe is yours, because it was just all based on something you loved, as opposed to like trying to do what you think people want.
Yeah, that's just so true.
Yeah,
I don't think you can do it just by trying to do what other people want you to do. No,
no
way.
And you'll get too frustrated and quit anyway, so you might as well do what you love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of food, kind of, what is, I'm going to sound so ignorant, I should know this, I guess, but what is egg tempura?
Oh, yeah, a lot of people ask that. It's,
is it like gouache?
It's a little bit like gouache. Yeah, it's really unusual. I only really got onto it. There's a New Zealand artist I quite liked called Graham Sidney. He uses it. And I also, when I was younger, really loved Christina's World by Andrew Wyeth. They both use egg tempera anyway, so I ended up looking into it. You can get tubed paints, but I don't really think they're true egg tempera, so I wouldn't really recommend them.
Okay.
But it's powdered pigment, and you grind it up with water to make a colored pigment paste, and you mix it with pure egg yolk, and the egg yolk, it acts as a binder, and that's it, really.
What? It's actual egg?
Yeah. I break my egg yolk.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have a video of you doing this?
I think my handsome Frank, my agent, had a little video made in it. I think it shows me and there doing a bit of painting.
I've got to go track that down. That's crazy. That's so cool. So there's actually food in your food paintings.
Yeah, it's a really great medium. I think it's better than the others, really. Of course.
Does it go on? It must be very smooth.
Yeah, it's really, well, I suppose it would depend on the board, but usually they're smooth. Mine are smooth. You have to paint them onto a rigid surface, and it has to be like a really certain absorbency. So I use gesso panels. I think that's really all you can use for any permanence to it. And it just dries like nearly immediately. It's amazing. So you can overpaint the colors really quickly.
And so is it quite matte then?
Yeah, it's got like this beautiful satin matte finish.
Wow, that is so cool.
Oh, it's really nice. I think it's better than the others. With watercolor, you do have to wait for it to dry, but this is so good. You can really build up a real nice luminous kind of finish. And the paints are kind of semi-opaque, so you can see all the underpainting coming through, and it is really nice.
And so do you have like a whole bunch of pigments ground and sort of ready to go? And then when you sit down to paint, you add crack an egg yolk and away you go?
Yeah, because it takes quite a long time to grind them. So you just store the pastes in little jars and then use them when you're ready. Take a little bit out, and I keep the egg yolk in a syringe and just squeeze a little bit in and mix them together. And
okay, I need to see all of that. That's so cool. And so how did you learn how to do that?
I taught myself. I mean, not from nothing. I did read books, but it is so unusual, and it's not like you can just go into any old paint shop or art store and buy some pigment. It's quite specialized. But I got a book on artists' materials and techniques from the library, and just read up on it. And I think I got another book. I've got a few books on it now.
And so how long have you been doing that? Has that been your medium for a really long time?
I think I started in 2006 when I was freelancing, and I did a couple of paintings, and I didn't do anything for a few years. And then I did the biscuit painting in 2009, and then a couple of years later I started doing it like all the time, I guess.
And so is the biscuit painting, was it with egg tempera too?
Yeah. That was probably that's kind of like the first in the style. And
wow, that is so crazy. See, now this is why I have a podcast, so that I can find out these crazy things. Because I saw that on your site and I was like, am I going to sound like an idiot because I don't know what that is? But you know what? I did not know what that is.
No, I think not many people do know. It was actually the paint that they used to use before oil paint was invented. But when oil paint came around, it kind of got forgotten.
Right, because I guess the ease of it's just in a tube and you squeeze it out and...
Oh, I don't know.
You don't need your eggs from the chicken coop?
Well, maybe. And you can put the, like, oil paint can go on canvas and it's...
Right. So what if you put this on paper? Would it just go right through or...
I'm not really sure what would happen with the absorbency. I wouldn't really work on paper, but I think the main thing is for me, when it dries, it's very, I guess, a brittle. Not initially, but it would be over time. So if you did put it on paper or canvas, it would start flaking off when it dried. But the absorbency does need to be just right. I've only read all this. I haven't actually tried it on paper because I know it won't work.
So just skip that experiment and move along.
Yeah.
Well, that is so cool. Oh, I'm so glad I asked you that.
When you mentioned gouache before, it is... if it had to be like another paint that you knew well, I would say gouache and maybe like a dry watercolor brush.
Yeah. Did you use acrylic before? What did you use before that?
I really didn't do much painting.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy, but maybe oil paints. I did do some oil painting. And I like oil paints, but they take ages to dry. And I really like building up colors on top of other colors.
I also find oils, there's so much mess to clean up.
Oh, yes, so messy. Mm-hmm. Egg tempera is so nice because you can just wash it out in the sink at the end of every day. It's all water-based.
Yeah,
I have such a tidy, clean studio.
Do you?
It's probably, I think someone interviewed me once from I think the BBC came around. It didn't actually get used in the end, but the guy was like, wow, this is the cleanest studio I've ever seen.
Really? Will you send me some pictures so I can put it in the post?
Yeah, sure. I can.
That's hilarious. So yeah, I got to see that too, because so many artists, when I say, "Oh, can you send me pictures of the studio?" they're like, "It kind of looks like a bomb went off."
I'm not a particularly tidy person. I don't want to give you the wrong idea, but It's just like such a clean medium.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Is your studio in your house or do you have an outside studio?
No, it's at here. Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to pop up and sort some prints out to send or just do something in the evenings if it needs doing. And
yeah, that's so cool. You know what? I was kind of wondering if when you were a designer, did you design like food packaging? Ever? Because I find that your paintings that have packaging in them are so, I mean, all of your work is so beautiful, but those ones are so beautiful. And I thought, I wonder if she used to design packaging because, you know, people that, well, maybe it's just your graphic design, have such a respect for that kind of design.
Yeah, I think I do definitely have a respect for it. I don't recall having done much food packaging and certainly not seeing it all the way through. I have done little bits here and there, just the early stages.
I think. Me too. I never really did it, but I always sort of lust after that, you know?
Yeah.
When you see really great packaging, it's just like, ooh, so nice. And a lot of your paintings, you know, some of the jam jars and things like that have really beautiful packaging. So I was just curious about that. What are you doing right now? Do you have, you said you're really busy right now. Have you been having like solo exhibitions, group shows? Is it mainly illustration right now or what's happening?
Yeah, it's been really busy with illustration for the last, since probably about September, October last year.
Wow.
It's unusual to be quite this busy, but it has been pretty constant. Hopefully I'll have time soon to do some of my own work though. Mm-hmm. There is a few days here and there. It's not like it's that much different anyway. The other week I was doing lolly ices for a food magazine. So.
Oh, that's great. Oh, those are my favorite of yours. I have to say they're just so, all your ice creams and things, they instantly make me want summer to be here.
I think they must be the most favorite. They're not my favorites, but they're certainly the ones that I sell the most of.
Really? What are your favorite?
I don't know. I like the biscuits the very first one I did. I did it in tins of shoe polish and piles of books. I really loved those as well. Did a bowl of fruit with a spectrum across it. I love that one. It's not like I don't like the lolly ices. I do, but it's just interesting that I sell so many more of them than anything else.
Yeah. Well, I think they have a very sort of nostalgic feel.
Yeah.
I think, you know, they kind of remind you of childhood and the colors are so pretty. I think it's probably a little bit of that.
Yeah. And I think you're right. I think it is.
And they make you want one. So the only thing I have for you now, the speed round. These are just quick fire questions, although some of them may require slightly longer answers. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Comedy, drama, or action?
Comedy and drama.
Okay. Together or?
They could be together. Yeah,
they could. Yeah. Romantic comedy. If you had 1 hour completely to yourself, what would you do with that hour?
You know what? I'd probably do some jobs that need doing around the house.
Oh, no. It has to be fun.
I know. I'm always just on the move, though. And I never just sit down and do nothing. Oh, that's terrible. I know.
I'm kind of the same way. I always say, I just need some downtime. And then my downtime is doing 5,000 other things.
Yeah, if someone gave me an hour, I don't think I would use it wisely and do something fun.
Well, maybe that should be your challenge. I'm giving you that challenge. Give yourself 1 hour to do something fun and then report back about what you did. And you can't tidy up or you can't do anything like that.
Well, it would be really hard. Maybe I should read some of my, flick through some of my really great art books that I've got there. I don't know.
For me, it usually involves coffee and like a trip to a thrift shop.
Thrift shops.
Do you? I could, like, that's always my go-to because they're just like a treasure box in there. And my husband and son refuse to go with me ever. which is actually perfect because then I can be by myself.
I'd love a friend to go around with me.
There we go. Okay, well, I will come and visit you, and that's what we'll do.
Yeah, and we can go to the car boot sales. I love them too.
Oh, there you go. See, that's what you can do with your hour.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I've forgotten how much I love them because they've been out of season with the cold weather, but they'll be back on soon.
Oh, they're so fun. It's just like going through a big, giant, like, treasure box of stuff.
I love it.
Other
you
people's
just never
junk.
Know what you'll get.
I know. I love it. Okay, would you rather dance or sing in front of a crowd?
Oh, my gosh.
You have to do one of them.
I couldn't do either. I would definitely die of embarrassment from either. I would probably dance rather than sing because I think since I was younger, my mum was always made fun of how bad I am at singing, so I just can't now.
That's the same with me. My dad was like, nope, don't do it. So maybe you and I could just, after the thrift shops, we can dance together and nobody will sing.
No, definitely no singing.
And then finally, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I had loads of different ideas. At one point, I wanted to be an actress when I was really little. I don't know why, because it's not like I was ever in a play.
Oh, really?
That was just stupid. I did want to be an artist at some point, and I did want to be an architect. I think at one point I wanted to be a lawyer. I don't know. There's so many.
Yeah, that's the joy of childhood. Same thing. I had so many things and have ended up here somehow. You have no idea what you'll be doing at 30, 40, 50. Like, that's kind of the nice thing about the world at the moment. It's not like you have to get a job at 20 and you do that till you die.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can change. I love that. Yeah, you could change over and over if you want to.
Yeah, and that's what I hate about schools making you pick when you're so little.
I know. Are you glad that you did graphic design?
I love Journey. It's just such a fun time. Yeah, I think I learn a lot. A lot of my paintings are still quite graphic, I think. So
they are. That's why it sort of didn't surprise me when you said that.
Yeah, I think everything feeds in somehow. So I'm still really glad I did graphic design, I think. Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all my questions.
Oh, that wasn't so many.
See, I told you it would be easy. Done. You did lots of what?
Nervous little giggles.
No. It was so good. And I am so happy because, you know, I knew a tiny little bit about you and have coveted your work for ages. And it's just so nice to put a person with the work and hear your story and hear your lovely accent. And and so now if I'm over that way, I'm calling you. It's thrift shop time.
Yeah. Well, if you do ever come to Liverpool, you should.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And I will let you get back to your biscuits and jams.
Yeah, I'm gessoing boards today to paint onto, so I'll have to give them some more coats.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Oh, it's a pain, but.
Well, if I can, I'm going to go and try and find that video. And if I can't find it, I'll bug you to get it because I'd love to put it in the post so people can have a peek at that.
Have I been emailing you? Yeah. So I think you'll find it at the bottom of my signature.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to see that.
Vimeo stuff pick when it came out as well. So that was good.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, good. I'm going to go find it. Well, thank you again so, so much, and I will see you online.
Oh, well, thanks for wanting to do this with me, Danielle.
Oh, thanks for
all your, coverage and stuff in the past and with the Land of Nod stuff. Like, if it wasn't for people like you, I wouldn't be able to do this. So.
Well, no, you're very, very easy to write about. I always swoop by your site every now and then to see what's new. There's always something beautiful and fantastic, so you're very, very easy to write about, that's for sure. Mm.
Thank you.
Okay, I will talk to you soon.
Great. Oh, well, thank you. When do you think this will be out, by the way?
This Saturday.
Oh, wow, that's soon.
I know. Are you going to listen to it?
I'll probably listen to it once.
Lots of people refuse to listen.
Yeah, I can imagine that, but I think I think I'd be too curious. I'll probably just cringe and I'll listen. I will listen.
Good. No, it was so, so great. And people are going to love it, and I loved it. And now I feel like cracking eggs into something and see how that goes. All right. Well, I will talk to you soon. Thank you again so, so much.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Paint made with egg yolk. So amazing. I feel like I should have known about this, but alas, I did not. Joelle sent me that video that she mentioned, and it is so, so good. If you pop over to my site, thejealouscurator.com, you'll find it at the very bottom of the post that I wrote about her. It shows her mixing crushed pigment with egg yolk, her beautiful blue underpainting technique, and there's also a talking chicken in there, and I'm sure that you don't want to miss that, right? Thank you so much to Joelle for doing this with me. Thanks to Saatchi Art for supporting the episode. And you know what comes next. Thank you so much for listening. There will be more art for your ear next weekend. See you then.